Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Absolutely, Stephen. But first, I want to say that our nation's capital had the very first Jerusalem prayer breakfast on March 24th, 25th. A powerful time of prayer and hearing from many leaders in our nation who stand strong with Israel. Both Terry, CEO of Inspire FM, and myself, along with several other leaders in Atlantic Canada, were in attendance. A true blessing for our nation and the nation of Israel. As for the war in the northern Israel, troops from the Alpinist unit completed a targeted operation to thwart attempts by terrorist organizations to establish a foothold along the Lebanon border. They operated in complex mountainous terrain, crossing on foot through deep snow from the Syrian Hermon to the Mount Ove area in southern Lebanon to scan the area, gather intelligence, and locate enemy terrorist infrastructure using the specialized capabilities of the Mountain Commando Unit. How amazing. Unfortunately, however, there have been several incidents with several casualties and injuries. This past week, there has been a loss of 5 IDF soldiers killed in close-range combat in southern Lebanon. 22 have been wounded, some seriously, some lightly, as well as 3 civilians wounded and a 43-year-old man killed while riding a bike and did not manage to reach a nearby building when the siren sounded. On the incident when 4 soldiers were killed, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, quote, "On behalf of the citizens of Israel and on behalf of myself and my wife, Sarah, I send our deepest condolences to the families of the fallen. We all embrace with love the families who lost what is most precious to them, and we all embrace with love our heroic wounded, wounded in body and soul. For we are one people, bound by the cords of a common destiny to ensure our existence and our future," unquote. IDF forces attacked a Hezbollah terrorist cell dressed as paramedics. The terrorists transferred weapons and operated near an ambulance in southern Lebanon. IDF also exposed and located a tunnel shaft and underground infrastructure constructed within a church vicinity. The deliberate use of civilian religious institutions for military purposes constitutes a violation of international law. The IDF emphasizes that its activity within the church vicinity was conducted based on precise intelligence indicating Hezbollah activity in the area and its use as an active military site. Foreign Minister Sa'ar revealed in a letter to the UN, "Hezbollah terrorists have launched more than 3,500 rockets, missiles, and UAVs towards Israel since the beginning of the campaign. In Haifa, a nuclear plant was hit. This is a plant that Saddam Hussein tried to hit in 1991 during the Gulf War. Hezbollah tried hitting it with a missile during the 2006 Second Lebanese War and missed. This week, an Iranian missile fragment hit and caused damage."
Wow, lots going on in the north. Any incidents in central and southern Israel?
Well, it was reported this week that most rockets launched from Lebanon failed to cross into Israel and instead fell within Lebanese territory, and approximately 98% of the drones sent from Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Lebanon never even reached Israel. Unfortunately, this past week, there were several hits by missiles from Iran. In several incidents, dozens were injured. Tragically, an 11-year-old girl hit by shrapnel in a serious condition, and a 60-year-old man was killed. Megan David Adom reported these were mostly as people ran to shelter. Also, the missiles caused extensive damage to homes, buildings, and infrastructure, including a synagogue in Beit Shemesh and a Negev chemical plant in Beersheba. And this week, the Houthis in Yemen have officially entered the war, launching 2 missiles and 1 UAV towards southern Israel that were swiftly and successfully intercepted.
Wow, thank God for defense technology. What about the war with the Iranian regime?
The IDF has dismantled weapons production sites across Tehran and central Iran. More than 60 Israeli Air Force fighter jets acting on behalf of intelligence completed several waves of strikes, during which more than 150 munitions were used for dismantling key weapons production sites. These included ballistic missiles production, destruction of ready-to-launch missiles, aerial defense systems, UAVs, and missile storage facilities. Since the start of Operation Roaring Lion, the Israeli Air Force has intercepted more than 90% of the unmanned aerial vehicles, the UAVs, launched by the Hezbollah terrorist organization and the Iranian terror regime toward the state of Israel. Due to the danger of Iranian attacks targeting Jerusalem's holy sites, large gatherings of worshippers of all faiths continue to be prohibited and majorly restricted. Live cams of the Western Wall showed that worshippers are not permitted to gather there either. These are necessary measures to save lives, Christians, Jewish, and others alike, from a radical Islamic regime launching ballistic missiles towards the holy city.
That's understandable. So, Suzanne, do you have anything more to share, and how would you suggest we pray this week?
This past week, millions of Jews began celebrating the 7 days of Passover in Israel. During this time, the Iron Dome works to intercept ballistic missiles launched from Iran and Hezbollah. The Jewish people do not let the missiles stop them from commemorating the most important event that began God's calendar with the nation of Israel. Jewish families sat around the table and fulfilled the command given in Exodus 13, verses 3 to 8. Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed the Jewish people with these words of encouragement, quote, "In the Passover Haggadah, it is said, quote, and it is this that has stood for our forefathers and for us, for not only one has risen against us to destroy us, but the Holy One, blessed be He, saves us from their hand," unquote. Prime Minister Netanyahu continued, quote, "The heritage of Israel and our right to our land is what stood with our ancestors, and it is what stands for us. The nation stands firm, and we must all continue to stand firm, and thus, with God's help, we will ensure the eternity of Israel," unquote. With that, let's consider important prayer points in these critical times. Focused and strategic prayer points. I would suggest the following: continued swift and strategic action in Lebanon to dismantle Hezbollah for the protection of Lebanese and Israelis. Continued swift and strategic action in Iran to dismantle the regime for the protection of Iranians and Israelis. Protection over communities, Israelis, and the rebuilding of damaged buildings and communities who suffered attacks this past week. Peace in the hearts of Israelis, Lebanese, Iranians, as they face more barrages of missiles and rockets. More and more Canadians standing up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and the nation following last week's Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. And let us join the Jewish people and declare Psalms 113 to 118, which is sung at the Passover meal. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says, "The eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel." Since His eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. And happy Resurrection Sunday to our audience. And thank you so much for your prayers. Shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.